What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 6. True! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. And on this episode, we are going to go down memory lane a little bit. If y'all remember season 3, I spoke about my nightlife journey. But during the episode, I never gave y'all an update on this episode. So today, we're going to discuss the journey again, and I'm going to give y'all an update on what's going on with Ken, the club promoter. So y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
This is Graham.
Sarah.
And Michaela.
From the Chime In Podcast.
And you're listening to
Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I'll be giving y'all the gentleman facts quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, no matter where you at or whatever successful part you at in life, always stay hungry. And what I mean by that is, even though you are successful, I know that you want to go to a higher part. So no matter what, no matter where you at, make sure you are always hungry for more. And that is today with the gentleman facts quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer! Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And before y'all listen to this episode, I feel like it's only right that I shout out these people that helped me during this nightlife journey, because I feel like they all deserve their flowers. So I just want to take the time to shout out NYC Compton and the whole City Elite family. Shout out to MTA Rocky. Shout out to Troy Kristoff. Shout out to Chris AC. Shout out to Frankie Bakes. Shout out to Curtis, aka DJ Q. Shout out to Empire Boy. Shout out to Smooth. Shout out to my friend Jones. Shout out to every DJ that shouted us out during the journey, from DJ Get Live to DJ Chaos to DJ Zach, DJ Pinnacle, DJ Smith the Famous, DJ Correct, DJ First Choice, DJ the C, which was a real honor, man, and many other DJ, man. Shout out to y'all. Y'all play a big part in our life, man. And just want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody that supported us in every event that we ever did, from Club Rebel, Club Oscar, Club Taj, Catcher, and other spots. And also, most importantly, shout out to my brothers from YPG, Young Premier Gentleman ENT. You know, if it was for all the hard work y'all helped me out with, we wouldn't put this together. So for that, I just want to say thank you, man. And yeah, so this episode pretty much for everybody who was with me during this nightlife journey. And to give y'all the answer that y'all deserve, because I kind of, you know, left y'all hanging. So this is my way of giving y'all the answer that y'all deserve, and so that we could go down memory lane together. And if you never heard the story before, just sit back, relax, and join me on this nightlife journey of Ken, the Club Promoter. Enjoy this episode, y'all.
This is Aaron Sands, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. At this time to go down memory lane and time to discuss Ken the Club Promoter. And I did this episode before during season 3 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Yes, that was a very long time ago. We're on season 6 now. But I felt like I never gave y'all an actual update on my nightlife journey status. So I'm pretty much going to update on the future of Ken the Promoter. So before I was doing Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, because I started Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast 2019, while I was doing promoting, I started Club Promoting 2011. But what made me want to get into Club Promoting, well, one of the reasons was my sisters, who also been on the show before. And, you know, because they were big promoters before they gave their life to God. And they done many events. You know, they met with many celebrities. They done many events. And the lifestyle that they were having really was interesting to me. That really made me wanted to get into it. But at the time, I didn't know how to go into it. And honestly, I didn't want to ask them because I knew that it wasn't going to help me. So I wanted to find my own way into starting that journey. Also, you know, I knew that I dealt with social anxiety and self-doubt a lot, you know, especially around that time. But I felt like doing that really helped me to be a little bit more talkative to people. You know, it helped me with my confidence a lot. And of course, other things helped me too during that time. But we're going to get to that when we get to that. And also, you know, another reason why I wanted to be a club promoter was that you make a lot of money. And I ain't gonna lie, during that time, I made a lot of money. I mean, of course, it was hard because it was me and somebody else doing that. But you made a lot of money. And that was pretty much my mindset of one of the main reasons why I really wanted to do it. So you know, back in 2009, me and my friend, we started a event, you know, at my friend's house called the Summer Bashment. And of course, we didn't know what we were doing. But we wanted to give it a try. No, we didn't really have no motive behind what we wanted to do for the party. I guess we just wanted to have a get together and just have fun. That's basically what it was. And for our first event, I mean, the turnout was decent, but it wasn't great. Only 30 people came to our first event. But it was a fun night. Of course, a lot of stuff happened. But it was a fun night. But it was to the point that many people that did came, they came to us. It was like, when y'all gonna have another one? So we decided to have another one a year later, Summer Bashment 2. And, well, Summer Bashment 2 was a way better turnout than part 1. A lot more people came out. We was more organized on what we were doing in terms of inviting people, in terms of the DJs. We had many DJs, including myself. Even I had a little DJ set for a little bit. And stuff like that. We had many people come out, over 100 people, to the point that people could not get in. We had many other people outside. That's how wild this event was. It was even to the point that we had Bloods and Crips at this party, which was crazy because during the party we had the red lights and blue lights. And the Bloods were under the red lights and the Crips were under the blue lights saying, "You're under the red light. You were under the blue lights." And we all thinking, we all scared and stuff. We all scared and nervous and stuff, thinking that it will be a big fight between the Bloods and the Crips. But I thank God that nothing like that happened. So that was like the best thing about it, that nothing bad happened. So behind that, so we were grateful for that. And of course, it was a fun night until the end of the night, of course, but other than that, you know, we got good reviews about it. A lot of people said that we were looking forward to have part 3, But of course, part three didn't happen until years later. And I would get to part three, we get to part three. So then I started to go to more club events, even more. Once, you know, my sister and my friend started 21. So we started to go to more club events, stuff like that. And it was a really fun time, you know. And I started to get used to that lifestyle a lot more, to the point that I started partying every week. And it went to the point that this club promoter, he started to see us a lot more, to the point that he invited us to this craft fest that they had over the summer, where I believe for this one, it was an R&B craft fest where they had Cassette Michelle, Face Evans, and Tank there. And, you know, me, Aaron Kegel Sands, Star Rider Rod, and the dude named Ray Mack came with us, you know. You know, during these events, we have like a craft fest. We had a all white party. We had like a another type of event. I guess like a beach party event. And it was in PA, and you know, it was a really fun time. You know, it was a really fun time. We even had a pool party as well. It was a really fun time. And so on the way home, We were talking on the bus, us four, and we were thinking like, yo, we should all become promoters, because this seems something that seemed like a fun thing to do. After this weekend, it really motivated us to want to really become promoters and stuff like that. And plus, we know that money will be coming out of it. So even though we didn't have no experience with it, we wanted to become promoters. So we started to come out with a name on the bus. And then the first name that we came out with was Team Premier. But then we found out that copyright infringement, somebody else had that name. So we also came up with a name called Young Premier. And I feel like it was a cool name, but I felt like something was missing. Because it felt bland to me. So we next came up with Young Premier Gentleman Entertainment, AKA YPG Entertainment. And we all agreed to the name. And the name stuck with us. But we wasn't promoted yet. We just came up with a name just in case the opportunity ever happened. So one day, you know, I'm chilling at home and stuff like that. And the NYC Compton, the promoter who invited to his events, and who events we always been supporting, he hit me up. And he hit me up saying that, yo, kid, do you want a job? And I was like, yeah. So he put me onto this event called at Oshina in Brooklyn for the New Year's Eve party. And I told him, yeah, I'm down, but I want to know, can I bring my peoples with me and my three other friends? And he was like, no. He was like, no. But you're going to bring one person with you. So honestly, the decision was pretty easy. I mean, Aaron Keaton said it was the best decision to, you know, do this nightlife journey with. So me and him became partners in the nightlife journey, and we both became club promoters, and we did our first event at Oshina for New Year's Eve. He did not want nobody else. It's always been pretty much me and Sands do the whole journey. So our first event was Oshina on New Year's Eve, but that was for that event, you know, we sold a lot of tickets. To the point that he was really impressed with us, especially for our first night. He was really impressed for what we did. That to the point that he hit me up and said, yo, good job, fellas. Y'all really did a really good job for the first event. That he invited us to do Club Rebel on Fridays. And we said, yeah, let's do it. So we had our first event in January 2012, and for our first event, we didn't have no experience into it, to the point that we did really bad on our first night. I guess to the point that it kind of gave us like lost confidence, I guess, because for the next couple, we didn't do nothing. Club promoting. And, you know, the promoter hit me up and said, yo, y'all got to do this full time or not do it at all. So we decided to do it full time on every Friday night. And I remember the first event, official event that we did on Friday nights was, it was a celebrity event with Andrea Michelle, who was at the time,
she was a basketball wife at the time,
before she doing like acting and stuff like that. And when we did that night, you know, cause it's funny, cause we always bring a lot of people way before we promote in. So our first night, we actually did really good. You know, we got our first payment for Rebel. And it was a fun time. Club Rebel itself was a really memorable club because a lot of stuff happened at the spot, you know. It was a lot of craziness, stuff like that. And we were young, we didn't know better. You know, we were young, we didn't know better, stuff like that. It led us to him to invite us for Saturday nights, which turns out Saturday night was the big, more bigger events where more celebrities and stuff like that came along. So we pretty much got promoted from Friday to Saturday. So Saturday was a really dope event, a really dope experience, you know, stuff like that. We met a lot of dope people who pretty much friends with us to this day. You know, shout out to Andre and James, you know, stuff like that. You know, cool brothers, you know. And of course, you know, Club Rebel ended, you know, and it was a fun journey, you know, many fun. And I felt like it was the start of me and Sand at Club Promoters. So our next event we did was Club Oxycon, which started on my birthday, May 2015. And Club Oxycon, I can say that during our Club Oxycon days, let's just say we got really comfortable. We got really big-headed. We started thinking we were the ish. And knowing that at the end of the day, we wasn't, you know. It went to the point that we were getting a lot of people in the clubs, stuff like that. We started getting paid every week from Oxycon. It went to the point that we could pop in bottles and stuff like that. And we were really thinking we was all that. We were big-headed. And the promoter like, yo, y'all gotta chill out, cause y'all act like my boys, and y'all didn't even do nothing yet. But of course, we didn't listen to anything he was saying. We were just bugging out, man. We were just really bugging out, and I'm not gonna hold you. I could agree now, looking back at it, that we was really, really bugging out during that time. We was, you know, cocky. We were disrespectful. We were acting fools. We were breaking a lot of rules. And yeah. And it was a crazy time when we were doing Club Oxycon. So December of 2014, Club Oxycon got closed down. And, you know, the promoter that we working with, he got a whole new event. But he didn't want to work for him anymore. And I ain't gonna lie, at the time when that happened, I was really upset at the time. You know, I was like, why would you do that? Like, we were really upset at the time. But looking back at it on a business standpoint, especially what I know now, I felt it was the right decision. Because separating us with them, for him, keep pretty much firing us, I'd say, let's keep it real, he fired us. But him firing us, it really humbled us to change our ways. It humbled us to really think what we need to do more. And it humbled us to think, do you even want to take this more serious? You know, because at the time, we were just having fun. Our title was promoters, but we were acting like party goers. And I completely respect his decision for doing that. You know, and I want to thank Compton for that, because it really put us back to reality. You know, because we knew we wasn't that. So in December of 2014, we pretty much shopping for new spots for where we should go next, where we should promote next. So we were shopping around for Tonic. We were shopping around for 760 Rooftop. And then we end up shopping around for Slate. But then we ended up going to Taj. So we set up a meeting at Todd with the general manager at the time, you know, and we asked him about deals and stuff like that. And stuff like that. He gave us a deal that wasn't so great. And, you know, we were aiming for like a main promoter spot at Taj, but he felt like, you know, he felt like we wasn't ready, basically. But instead, we hit up another promoter by the name of MTA Rocky, who gave us the opportunity to do Taj. At first, we was under him, but then once he see us doing our thing, he let us go say, y'all do your own thing. So we started Taj on January 2015, and I felt like Taj were pretty much us in our prime. We were pretty much us where it was time to really show them that we're not those same guys that always get drunk, the same guys who always act a fool, those same guys who were our boys in the past. It was time to show them what we was really made of. And the first two nights at Taj, we actually did good. We did good our first two nights at Taj. Got paid for Rubia's, making money. But then from there, we were doing really bad for a long period of time. Because the thing with Taj was, it wasn't like how, it wasn't like Rabu or Asuka. Taj was very upscale. Taj was really upscale. It had so many strict rules at Taj that even if we were to act out, we would be off the event quicker than ever. So we had to really learn to take this more serious, and we end up taking it a lot more serious, you know. And we're to the point that as we started to take this more serious, our numbers started to go up, our network started to go up, our old crowd that used to work to be with us during the Octagon days started to come to Taj now. And we started to grow as promoters, as serious promoters, you know. Of course, every here and there, we act a fool every here and there, of course, but I felt like we were actually at a good place. We're to the point now that people who used to work with us at Octagon hit us up, and they know that we were killing it at Taj, that they want to give us a spot. So we started to go to a spot called Studio 21. In March of 2015, and that was our official first time where we were doing two spots on Friday and Saturday, which was a really hard challenge, you know, because we were pretty much 3 years in at this point, and we were pretty new because we was new to the environment, but we knew that we were stepping up in some kind of way. Even though Studio 21 didn't work out, it was cool spot to go at the time. Then after that, you know, one of the guys who worked with us at Taj, he told us that, yo, do y'all want to try this spot called Catcher? I'm gonna give y'all one night and we see how y'all do. And I was like, cool. So we went to Catcher on July of 2015, and we did really good for our first night at Catcher. You know, we had a lot of people came out. And we did pretty good to the point that they gave us a free bottle. So it was like, wow, we can get used to doing this. So we started to catch up on Fridays and Taj on Saturday. But then, of course, people do hit me up about, yo, when y'all gonna have another Summer Bashment? Mind you, this is like 4 years later. Still like 4 years later, people ask for Summer Bashment. So I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. We're gonna do it this summer. So we end up doing Summer Bashment 3 this summer. And, well, y'all know that saying where something that happened in the past is staying in the past? That what was Summer Bashment 3 was. It was an event that should have stayed in the past because Summer Bashment 3 was terrible. It was really terrible. The DJs was late. The DJs' audio was messed up. There was so much drama. With so much drama at the event. It was not even funny. It was so much drama at the event. People didn't come out because it was too far for them. Too far. So the numbers were really bad at the time. A lot of happened after the event, and honestly, I kind of regret doing that event because, you know, it was so terrible. Yo, it was not even funny. It was a disgrace. It was a disgrace, yo. So, yeah. So we decided to, after this event, we decided to leave the summer basketball in the past, you know, because yeah, it was that bad. It was that bad. Let's say one of the events that we never spoke about again. And we're gonna spoil a particular thing about it right now. So yeah. So yeah, that was a really bad event. So then, you know, we threw Ken in that Taj, you know. Our popularity there got even more stuff on most spots, even though, you know, I'm never really with the popularity type. I never cared to be for popularity, but it felt good to feel popularity, you know, and stuff like that. I remember at one point where when we started promoting me and Sands, where I was more of the background person and Sands was more of the talker, more of the business person. While as time went on, I started becoming that business person of talking in front of people. And by doing that, it really helped me. You know, like doing this nightlife thing really helped me with my communication with others and stuff like that. But, you know, of course, while things are good, it is through some bad. So 2018, I started to do Catcher solo because, you know, Sands, he started taking Siri with this girl he was dealing with. And he started to, you know, he started to do it to the point that he couldn't do two nights anymore. And I completely understand, you know, it was hard to do things, you know, by myself, but, you know, I do handle everything well, you know. And I felt like at the time, I could have had somebody be my partner with me for Friday night, but I'll be honest, that during that time, I felt like none of my guys was ready to even help me out partnerships, you know, to a partnership, you know. So I just handled it by myself. I handled Friday by myself. And, yeah. But then things started going bad on my personal life where, you know, my grandmother passed away. You know, the job I'm dealing with, things was bad money-wise. And it caused me to go in a really deep depression to the point that I started drinking way more than I should. I know in the past, I used to get drunk on purpose just because I was having fun. But during this time, it was to the point where I was getting drunk to the point that it was getting bad, me mentally, to the point that I would get blackout drunk and it would just do many bad things, you know, to myself, you know. And I realized that I had to really change myself, you know, stuff like that. And this was going on from 2019 to 2020. And, you know, I took a break from the nightlife thing just so I could get myself right, you know, stuff like that. And change my mindset. Even though, you know, bad habits is really bad to do and stuff like that. But yeah, sometimes you want to do better for yourself, you got to change your habits. So I ended up changing my habit and stuff like that. So early 2020 came, you know, and me and Sands, even we do doing Todd, we do doing Catcher and stuff like that. We were preparing to start to do our own event. We wanted to step out on doing bigger and better things. So we went to this spot at the time that was new at the time called Soho Park, and we met up with the owner there because he hit me up on social media and he said that I see what y'all doing. I'm gonna set up a meet with you guys. So we set up a meeting with him and we put our own event there, you know, during 2020. And we were trying to figure out, but we were going to work on like one off event and to see where we could do so it didn't work out. It would have been a monthly event, you know, and stuff like that. And it was supposed to be in February, but we canceled for some reason because we wasn't prepared. But Oddly enough, a month later, COVID happened and pretty much shut everything down. And at the time, our nightlife journey was really uncertain at the time. So we didn't know what was going to happen during this nightlife journey. So 2020-21 came, and they lifted, you know, the indoor dining and stuff like that. So clubs about to open again. So I returned to Taj in 2021, and I believe it was June 2021. And when I got there, you know, everything changed, stuff like that. I know during that time, I was in a completely different time now, you know, during the COVID, you know, I gave my life to God and stuff like that. And my mindset wasn't the same. You know, I started drinking for a long period of time. So going back there, it was different, you know. And I realized, even though I missed the nightlife scene, I felt like it wasn't me anymore. I felt like it wasn't me anymore. And I don't know, it felt like it wasn't me, stuff like that. Where I'm at now doing the club, Kingdom Club Promoter. So now, you know, on about to be May of 2023, as of right now, a lot going on with me in my life, you know. I'm at a different point in my life. And Sans, you know, my brother, he's about to get married. and the thing is, I know that me and him, I know for a fact me and him, even though we say that we could continue this thing again, I know in our heart that we can't do this weekly again. It's impossible now. You know, it's impossible. We're all busy. We're all about to start new journeys in our life and stuff like that, you know. So I know as a weekly base, we can't do this no more. But will I be open to do more stuff? I mean, of course. I mean, I want to do network events again. I want to do speed dating events, maybe club events, not on a weekly basis, maybe on a special event, maybe more brunch-wise. So I feel like us as promoters do a little open, but I just don't think in terms of weekly, I don't think it is. I mean, of course, I still go out to events every here and there, you know, to chill with friends and stuff like that. But I know for a fact that doing where I'm at now, I won't be able to be the same kid I once was, you know. I'm a completely different person than I was when I started this journey, you know. But I would like for this journey to help me, made me into a better person. If this journey did help me, help me with the podcast more, I'd be able to talk about it, you know. And, you know, this journey also helped me with my networking because, you know, it made me open up to network with other people from other branches, whether it's the podcast, whether it's the wrestling community, whether it's people in general, whether it's people who just tell their stories. It's helped me with this journey, you know. And I always appreciate that, you know. Sometimes your path can help you build a better future. And that was the nightlife journey day, you know. I know that it won't be the same as I once did, but I feel like learning from this experience and what I know now, it can help me do something different, you know. And whatever that journey is, hopefully y'all with us for the ride. And once again, thank y'all for taking the time to hearing this night going down nightlife memory, you know, with me. And I'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture, you know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Mally Bell. And we talk many topics, from politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now, many of our topics are very controversial. And
the podcast show might not be for everybody because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah, so if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all looking forward to listening to the premiere of a podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the premiere of a podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. Yeah! I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in to this latest episode of the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Y'all can check me out every Sundays and Thursdays starting on May 25th. We on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, our radio, Amazon Music and Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Pod Chases. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. But the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays, starting on May 25th with season 3 of the Old School Show with myself and the Star Writer Rod. May 25th, every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. June 1st, a conversation about the podcast season 2. June 1st, every first Thursday at 12 p.m. And June 8th, Date That Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B. Season 2, June 8th, and every second and third Thursdays at 12 p.m. Check out Spinoff Series Thursdays. Every Thursday, starting on May 25th. If you want to be a guest on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, y'all can email me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, ken_mrgentleman, I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, underscore Mr. M-R, gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N, and we can set something up right now. I am looking for guests for season 7, and yeah, hit me up and we can set something up. And at this time, it's time for everybody's favorite new segment, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Shoutouts, where I shout out 5 shows and we get them their flowers. And last week, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Shoutouts, we have Lady of Done in this podcast, Visit Biggest Places with Coral, The Open Podcast, F My Work Life, and High Tea with Mel K. Kells and K. And now this week we got 5 new shows, and the first show that we're going to talk about is The Sip List with Amanda. And this show is a part of the I Did Not Make the Ranking podcast, and this is a really cool show. She talked about top 5 for many different topics. I enjoyed this show so far. Check out The Sip List podcast right now. Next podcast show that I'm going to talk about is Part-Time Adult, hosted by Kimberly. And she pretty much talked about her life, you know, when it comes to dating, work, finance, and many other things. This is a really dope show. I'm ready for new episodes, you know, Part-Time Adult. Also, check out Mama's Life with Rosie, the Haitian Mama. She was on my show on season 5. And, you know, a Mama's Life podcast pretty much talk about everything about motherhood and stuff like that. You know, check out her show, the really cool show. Next show I'm going to talk about is I Survivor's Voice, the podcast. This is a new show that I started listening to. It pretty much talk about independence, closure, and many more. This is a really deep show. Check out My Survivor Voice, the podcast. And last but not least, if you're a wrestling fan, check out this podcast show called Let's Talk About It with Ange.
She was on my show during the WrestleMania prediction show, and now this is a really dope show. I wait for new episodes. She talked about wrestling in any capacity, and she loved wrestling, so this is a really dope show. Check it out right now, and check out the 5 shows that I just mentioned: the Sip List Podcast, Part Time Adult, The Mama's Life, My Survivor Voice, the podcast, and Let's Talk About It with Ange. Check out those 5 shows on this week. The Gentleman Lifestyle shout outs. And y'all already know I'm on Good Pods. You know, I love Good Pods. Add me now, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod Kids to many independent podcasters. We can listen to each other's show. We can rate each other's shows. We can communicate through the message board, and we have the charts. And you know, at this time, I would be doing my chart review, or I'm gonna change the segment called Achievements. We'll call this segment going forward called Achievements, and pretty much achievements going forward is pretty much everything that's happening with whether it's if you're on the charts or any upcoming news about Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. And I got a couple of upcoming news. So first and foremost, let's do the charts. So Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, as of right now, we are number 2 for top 100 shows. And thank y'all for always, you know, supporting Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. We were number 1 earlier this week. So for real, thank y'all, man. I was shocked about being number 1 on top 100 shows, because it's been a while since that happened. So thank y'all once again for continuing to support Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Society and Culture, we are through number 1. We've been number 1 for 25 days, and wow, just want to say thank y'all, man. Really means a lot. Thank y'all, like, for real, thank y'all, man. And of course, top 100 episode, we are number 2. We were number 1 for 2 days earlier this week. So once again, thank y'all for all the support for Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Thank you for you know, continuing to grow the show on Good Pods and everywhere. And once again, thank y'all, man. Also, we just hit an achievement for Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. We now got, we are on 26K downloads. So yeah, that's another announcement I want to make. We now just got 26K downloads. So, wow. I just want to say thank y'all for continuing to check out Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, man. And wow, thank y'all, man. Like, if it wasn't for the listeners, if it wasn't for all my guests, and people that are taking the time to listen to the show, being inspired by it, and saying that it helped them in some kind of way, whether if helped them inspirationally, help them, put them back to positive, and maybe even make them laugh all the fun episode that I have. You know, once again, I thank you, everybody, from the bottom of my heart that listened, rated, shared, brought merch, or anything like that. You know, any of your support means a lot, and no matter how much support I get, I always go to shout you out, no matter what. So once again, I thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. And let's continue to grow with the Gentleman Like the Podcast, because it's a lot more growing, and I'm looking forward to everything about this journey. And I'm not going to stop, y'all. I'm not going to stop. And once again, I thank y'all for continuing to put us in the charts, for continuing to grow the show, and continue to be inspired and learn something and even make you laugh. So, because that's what I'm here to do. I just want to uplift everybody. I love people who I know. I love the community, everything. So, once again, I thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. And, yeah. And y'all already know, check out my website, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. Y'all already know, y'all can listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Y'all can check out every guest that was on the show. Check out all their profiles. All 59 of my guests. Y'all can watch every video that we have on the website. And I check out every guest appearances that I've been on. I also have a guest appearance coming soon for Troll 3 Talkback. So look out for that. That will update on the website real soon once the episode is released. Y'all could buy merch that is available on TeePublic right now. The Mr. Gentleman Like the Pocket merch with TeePublic. We got to do the design real soon. And yeah, continue to check out Mr. Gentleman Like the Pocket website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepocket.com. And once again, thank y'all for tuning in to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Originally, I was supposed to have a guest next episode, but lately, for the last 4 or 5 episodes of season 6, it's been pretty unpredictable. So who knows what will happen next week? I will let you know once I know what we are going to do next week. Thank y'all once again for tuning in to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this episode.
My name is Bronx Boom Boom, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.